Administrative leave continues to be a bugaboo for some agencies. Employees on leave from a few days to a year or longer while waiting for things to happen. Homeland Security instituted a new policy for administrative leave, but the Government Accountability Office finds DHS still has work to do to find out whether the new policy is having any effect. Joining me with more, Andrew Von Ah, the GAO's Acting Director for Homeland Security and Justice Issues. Mr. Von Ah, great to have you on.
Tom, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about our work.
So this is coming up over and over again a lot, this whole idea of administrative leave. Just briefly describe what it means to be on administrative leave.
Certainly. Agencies have broad discretion to use administrative leave. Sometimes it's just for a day or two for things such as, you know, donating blood or voting or for a weather-related closure of the agency, something along those lines. That's usually just a day or two. They also have discretion to use administrative leave for longer periods of time when warranted, and that could be for if there's, you know, something like an alleged misconduct or a fitness for duty issue, or if there's a security clearance issue where there's an investigation that's required to come to a conclusion.
And you found that in recent years, some employees of Homeland Security, 116 of them, were on administrative leave for a year or longer, which I think by everybody's count is probably excessive.
It does seem sort of mind-boggling that someone would be on administrative leave for that amount of time, and in some cases we even saw it extending beyond a year to 2 or 3 years. So yes, it is a long period of time, and there are a number of factors that drive that. One is just simply that there are some due process requirements for taking further action against an employee. So the agency will place an employee on administrative leave while it is conducting an investigation that may lead to a suspension or removal of the agency. And those investigations can take a very long time, depending on who's conducting it and the complexity of the issue.
And so Homeland Security instituted a new policy for administrative leave. What did the policy entail?
The new policy elevates some oversight by the agency. So first and foremost, it emphasizes that administrative leave is meant to be short-term. It's meant to be used as a last resort. And it asks components to look for other alternatives. So those other alternatives might be other duties that the individual may take while the investigation is ongoing, or things along those lines. And then it also, after a 30-day period of being on administrative leave, that requires approval by the head of the component. So it elevates the issue to management, and hopefully by management paying more attention to it, there's more scrutiny given to that issue.
And so the question becomes, is the goal of the policy to reduce the average amount of, say, days per year that employees are on administrative leave?
I think that's fair to say, yes. I think that's the goal of the policy, is to reduce the use of this administrative leave. And also, you know, we found in our work that there are certainly some areas where there are some inefficient agency procedures that can also contribute to the length of time that somebody's on leave. We found instances where, you know, it took 5 or 6 months to schedule a doctor's appointment for an employee's fitness of duty test, things of that nature. So hopefully this policy will also spur the agency to look at those processes and tighten up the amount of time it takes to move the investigations along.
I mean, it's also fair to say, too, that this is really a problem by management, because if someone is put on administrative leave, it's not up to them how long they're on there, right?
That's absolutely correct.
If you looked at some of the individual cases, what would cause someone to be on leave for months or a year or longer?
Well, in some cases, it was allegations of criminal activity. And again, if the agency would put someone on administrative leave, if they felt that individual was going to be a danger to himself or herself or to others in the workplace, or if there was a danger to the agency or to agency systems and other types of things. So you know, certainly something like criminal conduct or someone coming into the workplace with using threatening language, those types of things would spur the agency to put you on administrative leave and then conduct an investigation.
During administrative leave, are people paid, or is that up to the discretion of the manager?
They are paid in this situation, yes. Administrative leave is paid administrative leave. So to move an employee to a non-paid status requires an adverse action, which has a number of procedures, due process requirements, appeal processes, and so forth. So while those procedures are going forward, that individual is placed on administrative leave in a paid status.
Which means the length of the leave is not totally dependent on the manager. If, say, something comes in like the Merit Systems Protection Board or an outside body, that could delay the administrative leave even beyond what the manager would like to do.
Well, there are certainly cases where the agency does exercise caution in taking action against an employee because they certainly don't want a reversal from the Merit Systems Protection Board. So they do exercise caution in terms of taking adverse action.
We're speaking with Andrew Von Ah, the Acting Director for Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the GAO. And so what you found is that DHS needs to do what to make sure that this policy is having the intended effect?
We certainly think that the new policy is a step in the right direction. And again, it elevates the oversight of the use of administrative leave. What we saw that we thought would help the agency is for them to periodically and regularly evaluate what the policy is doing in terms of reducing leave, if it's having its intended effect and working as they wanted it to. And we also wanted them to, you know, use this evaluation to identify those areas where they may have some inefficient processes or procedures, or even find areas where certain components may be doing things well that others can model.
So in other words, they need to do some measurements to see what's going on.
Do some measurements and some analysis of how these procedures go how these procedures are being implemented so that they can, you know, find out where those inefficiencies are and address them.
And could this be something that could apply government-wide if, in fact, they find that, yeah, it does help the administrative leave deal?
That's certainly a possibility. And, you know, we will be following up with the agency, and they did agree with our recommendation, and we'll be following up with them over the coming months and years to ensure that that recommendation is implemented. And certainly if that's something where, you know, you see some good practices, we always like to highlight those.
And, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, is this really that big a deal in the sense, all right, 116 employees were on leave for administrative leave in the period you studied, out of 166,000 employees, and the dollars amounted to $19.8 million for a $60, $70 billion agency. And so is this more of a something that attracts attention because of the oddness of it than a real problem for agencies that's all that measurable?
You're absolutely right. It is a very small number of employees relative to the size of the agency. But I think it's just the amount of time that these investigations take. When you have somebody that's being paid for 1 or 2 or 3 years and isn't working, I think that's sort of the issue there. And it's not so much the amount of money, although it is, you know, a not insignificant amount of money relative to, you know, to an individual. But it's also, you know, this is somebody that you don't have to accomplish your agency's mission for that period of time either. So this has an effect on the morale of the unit, perhaps, and increases the workload of those around.
Andrew Von Ah is the GAO's Acting Director for Homeland Security and Justice Issues. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Read his report and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.